The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, I wanted to ask you this question. I hope you're doing well, and Merry Christmas. I wanted to ask you this question. Since November 15th, when former President Donald Trump announced he's running for president again, there have been a handful of them that have done that, a handful, not that many, but a handful, and only one actually pulled it off. They were the president, then they lost, then they came back and won. So they were in non-consecutive terms. That was Grover Cleveland, 22 and 24. Okay, going back a few years for that. And Grover Cleveland, all the way back, okay? And so he won and served his 4 years, and then he lost re-election, and then 4 years later he came back and he won. Ulysses S. Grant did it, but he didn't win. There have been a handful. Herbert Hoover, FDR, there's a few here and there, okay? Martin Van Buren, Millard Fillmore, Theodore Roosevelt. So there have been a few that have done that. But only one, Grover Cleveland, actually came back and won non-consecutive terms of the U.S. presidency. So I've been wanting to ask you the question, how do you feel about Donald Trump announcing and running again? And I want you to call in and just share, and no judgment zone here, okay? I'm not here to beat anybody up or get into some debate. I'm just curious, and if you would rather call in and be anonymous, because maybe you have some other friends that might listen to the show or the podcast or watch on Facebook or Rumble, you can join us right here in the Christmas studio on Facebook Live or Rumble. Just go to the Steve Noble Show on either platform. And if you want to call in and be anonymous, that's fine. But I would love to hear from you. Are you two thumbs up, Siskel and Ebert? Two thumbs up. You're excited that Donald Trump's running again and you're all for it. You're down. I'm with you. Donald J. Trump got two thumbs up. Or are you, no, I'm done. I voted for him before, but I'm done. Can't stand the guy, whatever the case may be. Or are you somewhere in the middle? And you're like, I don't know about this. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to see what's going to happen. Just curious what you guys are thinking. What are you thinking? Are you all for Donald Trump being back in the game? Do you want him out? Or are you somewhere in between? Would love to hear from you and talk about that today. Just curious to see where you're at. I'll certainly share where I'm at. I have a little bit in the past, but I'll unpack that a little bit more today. But want to hear from you. Thumbs up, thumbs down, somewhere in between when it comes to Donald Trump running again. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, very curious where you're at, and cards on the table. I voted for him in 2016. I voted for him in 2020. And I'm not excited about him running again. But I am all for the process and what's going to happen in terms of the Republican primary. I say, let them go at it, man. May the best man or woman win. And by the way, those are binary options there. It's one or the other. They don't switch. They don't convert. It's one or the other. Let the best man or woman win. I say, open up the ring, get them in the cage, and let them go at it, and let's see what happens. Because if somebody's able to defeat Donald Trump in a primary, then they definitely deserve to be the Republican nominee. I think it's nice and simple. So let's have that conversation today and see where you're at when it comes to Donald J. Trump running again. This would be, and if you get down to Trump and DeSantis, to me, that's like King Kong versus Godzilla. And I'm all for that matchup, man. I would love to see that in a primary. That would make my job very easy here on the radio. And would give me lots of things to talk about in my classes that I teach with high school homeschoolers. I would love that. Clay Travis of the Clay Travis Buck Sexton Show took over for Rush Limbaugh, did this just shortly after November 15th when Donald Trump announced he was running again. He got 228,000 votes on Twitter, just basically asked, who do you want to be the Republican nominee? And he got 228,000 votes. These are people following Clay Travis on Twitter are going to be very conservative people. A lot of Trump people, I would think. However, I was surprised that at the end of the poll, 228,000 votes, Trump only got 19% and DeSantis got 81%. Now, that could change depending on what's happening, how Trump is running. He's been pretty quiet for the last couple of weeks. Will he be back on Twitter? We'll have to wait and see. And then what happens with DeSantis? And even at DeSantis's acceptance speech, when he rolled through his competition to win governor again in Florida, they were chanting 2 more years. Well, he's got a 4-year term. So you can figure out what that means. 2 more years. His own people were thinking about the White House. But what do you think? Donald Trump, thumbs up, thumbs down, or somewhere in between, back in the game. Let's go to Rich first, calling in from North Carolina. Rich, thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Well, I think if there's any one person that could turn the country around and its mess that we're in, it's Donald Trump. He's one person that can do it the quickest because he doesn't care. But I think he is toxic enough and polarizing enough where he is going to push the middle away. And now that we have another option in DeSantis, who I think has all the positive aspects of Trump and very few of the negatives, as long as he doesn't step on his tongue, I think DeSantis is a better option. I think Trump is just too polarizing right now. And I don't think it matters how bad the country goes. I think if the country goes to hell in a handbasket, people will still vote against him.
Yeah. So do you think at this point, Rich, and I appreciate you sharing and calling in today, do you think, are you comfortable saying that Donald Trump is unelectable at this point? Like, he can't win?
I think it really depends on what DeSantis does and what Mrs. DeSantis does and her health and everything else.
Yeah.
I think if there's a reasonable option going against Donald Trump, he can't win. But I think in terms of the logistics of turning the country and the economy,
sure, yeah,
and our foreign policy and everything else around, I think he's the best option, but he's just not electable.
Yeah, I think he could win the Republican nomination. At this point, I don't think he can win the general election. I'm with you on that. And time will tell, but we're going to have to get a bunch of these people in the ring and see what happens. Rich, thanks for calling in and sharing that. I appreciate that. When we come back from the break, because I'm right up against the commercial break, I'm going to get to you, Stella, and Claudio, and Douglas. I'm going to get to all of you. And so we want to talk about where you're at. Donald Trump's back in the game. Thumbs up, thumbs down, somewhere in between. 866-348-7884 is our number here, as always. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. This is Steve Noble talking about Donald Trump again. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, asking a simple question today and want to hear from you. Are you excited about Donald Trump being back in? Thumbs up, thumbs down, somewhere in between. And I would ask a follow-up question. I think he can win the primary, but do you think he could win a general election? Or do you think at this point he's unelectable just because there's been so much water under the bridge? Curious to hear from you where you're at on the Trump issue right now. 866-348-7884. Is the number 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Quick update. Thanks for that, Fred. USA defeats Iran. Oh, it's Iran. You're supposed to say it the correct way. Iran 1-0 in World Cup play. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens there. So the USA beats Iran 1-0 in World Cup play. There'll probably be some interesting follow-up articles there. Let's jump to our phones and see where we're at. Thinking about Donald Trump running again, let's go to Stella, who's calling in from Durham. Stella, thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas. Sorry to keep you on hold so long. Hello, Stella. Stella might have put her phone down. Let's go to Claudio, who's calling in from Raleigh. Claudio, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I believe I'm in Trump 100%.
And why is that? So you don't think you're all excited about it?
Well, I found that he's one of the most sincere politicians. Some people don't like him because he's straightforward.
Sure.
Even Mike Pence, I was expecting my parents to be a godly man. He's just a twisted guy. And because Trump is so straightforward, most people don't like him. Yeah. I remember Jesus Christ at the end, they said, Hosanna, and then they said, crucified him. Even his half-brother were against him. So Trump is just a straight. Look what happened with the FTX. Look all the senators and congresspeople who received so much money.
Yeah.
And pictures and we are in. Look all what they did. If that was in Trump's era, most people probably might be in jail now. I have not seen nothing that Trump has done that is a bad thing.
And Claudio, so let me ask you this question.
I don't believe in him.
Yeah, let me ask you a question right quick, Claudio. I believe that Trump could win the Republican nomination. So getting past that, do you think he could still win a general election? Do you think he could actually win a nationwide general election?
He could win a general election if the election doesn't take 2 days, 4 days, 6 days, and you have all this investigation and people are doing all kind of things overnight with ballots. Right. There is a lot of things going on in the ballot.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of things they're doing that is not right. People are afraid to speak the truth. But a lot of these elections that take 4 days, 5 days, three days, there is a lot going on at night.
Do you think, Claudio, I'm going to ask you this last question, then I'm going to let you go. I'm going to ask you one more question, then I'm going to let you go and jump to the other phone callers. But do you think that Trump should keep talking about the 2020 election being stolen, or do you think he should stop talking about that and focus on the future?
He should focus on the future. The same thing with DeSantis. DeSantis will never be able to win the general election if there are so many things going on. Because what the Democrats do is they have four or five states that they make all kind of things with the votes.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's going to be an issue. That'll be interesting to see what happens there. Claudio, thanks for calling in and sharing your opinion. I appreciate that. And that's somebody, two thumbs up, obviously, for Claudio. I don't know why I'm cutting in and out here. I don't know if that's my headphones, Josh, if you can check on that, please. So, obviously, two thumbs up there. Let's jump over to Douglas, who's calling in. Douglas, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long. Go ahead.
Yes, thumbs down. Steve, and I'll tell you the reason why, and I won't detain you.
Sure.
When Mr. Trump, or when he was president of this nation, and what happened in 2020 set our country back tremendously. What he inspired, I would say that it was satanically inspired. What happened, not so much the attack on the Capitol, but the attack on the American people. Never in the history of the presidency has this ever happened. In my opinion, he's not worthy to be a president. He knows nothing about politics. He knows nothing how to run this country. And it would be a tragedy. Yes, he probably could win in the primary but general election. No, it's tragic. And it was very, very sad what happened.
Did you ever like Donald Trump, Douglas? Were you ever a supporter of his?
No. I know Donald Trump through all the years, but
sure.
No, I never was a supporter. But after hearing him talk about running for the presidency, there was nothing there that led me to believe that he could handle this nation.
Do you mean the speech he gave recently on November 15th when he announced he's running again? Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean his whole 4 years.
In general. Okay.
I saw nothing there. That would change my mind at all, and it was tragic. It was a tragedy.
Yeah.
Wickedness and I'm sorry.
Let me ask. You're fine. Let me ask you one other question, Douglas. Have you ever have you voted Democrat Party versus Republican Party most of your life, or have you gone back and forth, or what's kind of historically where you vote in terms of presidents?
Well, I go back and forth, and the political party really doesn't mean much to me as long as the man that's going in office. If he's trustworthy, truthful, and want to lead our nation the way it needs to be led, I could care less if he was a Republican.
Who's yes, been
I'm
your
a Democrat?
Who's been your favorite president?
I'm not hung
Douglas.
Up on that.
Yeah, in your adulthood, who's been your favorite president?
In my adulthood, there are several of them. Obama was a good president. You know, we all got skeletons in the closet. He was a good president. I go back to John Kennedy. Great man, great things, had skeletons, but I think that he was realistic in his leadership. Coming up to, I won't get into name calling.
No, that's fine. But I appreciate you calling, Douglas. I appreciate your opinion. And thanks for listening, but I appreciate you really staying on hold for so long and being part of the show today. I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Let's go to, before we run out of time, let's jump over to Melinda calling in here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Melinda, you're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, I'm kind of mixed with emotions. I'm turning down my radio because I got feedback. Can you
Thank
hear
you.
Me?
Yep, I got you now.
Okay. I'm kind of still my emotions in regards to Trump. Again, I was a supporter. I thought he did great for the country, unlike the other caller. I think he did good. I just wish the whole time he just would stay off of talking. I think that was the only part of him being very vocal, too vocal sometimes, too arrogant, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as far as running the country, and then I look at that as he was a businessman, he was never really the polished politician.
Right.
Where they know how to speak to the public and they know how to present what they have. And also, he was attacked from day one.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think he was in a fight or flight type of situation where he was constantly trying to defend himself.
Exactly. Well, that was a perfect storm, which it's hard to kind of judge somebody fairly when they have to deal with that for 4 years in a row. But I appreciate you calling in, Melinda. Thanks so much. 866-34-TRUTH. Where do you stand on Trump? We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking about DJT today. Donald J. Trump announced he's running again on November 15th. So my question for you, thumbs up, thumbs down, somewhere in the middle. And then a follow-up question, do you think he can win a general election? I believe he can win the primary. Personally, I don't think he can win the general election at this point. And then somebody on Facebook Live, that was a great question. Has he gone back on Twitter yet? No, I mean, he's getting reinstated by Elon Musk, but he hasn't tweeted anything yet. On Trump, on Truth Social, he's got 4.6, almost 4.7 million followers. But on Twitter, he's got 87 million. So I don't know how he avoids Twitter as he moves forward, but maybe he should, right? You're dealing with some calculus here now because of Trump's past and the way he communicates and the tweets and all the other stuff. And so it's fascinating to think about this. It's great for me because I'm just watching and paying attention, and that just goes into show prep. So it's fascinating just from a political perspective. But if I want to hear from you today, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Gerald calling in from Durham. Gerald, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold. Go ahead.
That's okay, y'all. I have an idea that most people don't realize the support base that President Trump had when he was in office that was able to get so much accomplished. And without that base that he's ostracized over the last few years, I don't think he could be reelected. Plus the scrutiny we've got on election statistics and fraud and everything else, I have an idea it would be impossible for him to be elected again.
Yeah, do you think he could win the Republican nomination, Gerald?
That's possible. Because basically the Republican Party, I haven't seen very few people that are presidential material.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I mean...
Especially...
Go ahead.
Especially with the following, because even DeSantis in Florida has been criticized by so many people with so many things that I don't even know if we could get a good person in there or not.
Yeah, I think that there's an enormous difference from my perspective in terms of how DeSantis handles opposition and how Trump handles opposition. Trump is a bulldog. He loves to hit back. He kind of enjoys the fight. And I understand he was attacked for 5 years and 6 years and since he got into politics. But still, I think there's a lot of fatigue there. And I think, like you said, Gerald, I think that's a great point. The base that he had 6 years ago, and even the base he had in 2020, I think it's smaller today than it was. And a lot of people, by hook or by crook, whether you like it or not, I think there's been Trump fatigue, and I think that's real. And that needs to be factored in from a political perspective. But great comments, Gerald. I really appreciate you calling in, and Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for that. Let's jump over to Adam calling in from South Carolina, who's very excited. Adam, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I believe that Trump is the most qualified to win because he's proven he can do it.
Right.
I mean, politicians, while I understand he's polarizing and has baggage, most conservatives, I believe, would agree that there were some very good things that happened while he was in office.
Definitely.
And politicians always make promises, and he's really the only one that can prove and say, hey, I've already done this.
Yeah.
I've had success in the White House. You put me back in. I know how to get things done. Everybody else would just be saying that, but he actually has done it,
right,
which I think goes a long way and is why I would vote for him.
Yeah, been there, done that, and he's got the record to run on. And whereas you have somebody like DeSantis, who's done an incredible job in Florida, that's a far cry short of being the president of the United States. It's an echo. It's a shadow of it, but it's not the real thing. I think that's a great point that you make, Adam. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that, man. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. That's some great points, right? So you got to think through this politically and do the political calculus. There's a lot there to deal with. Let's go to Scott. He's calling all the way up in Maine. Scott, thanks for calling in today. Go ahead. Hey, Scott, are you there? Hello, Scott. All right, I'm going to put Scott on hold. You guys check on that, see if he's there. 866-348-7884 is the number if you want to chime in. On the Donald J. Trump running again, thumbs up, thumbs down, somewhere in the middle. And do you think he could win a general election, or is he unelectable? I think he can win a primary. Personally, I don't think he can win the general election, but the point today is, what do you think? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. By the way, and then I'm going to go to Rachel. By the way, I'm going to have all kinds of disagreement with friends and family and various people. That's not going to destroy my relationship with anybody. I'm not allowing politics to destroy my personal relationships anymore. I think a lot of us have experienced that, and that's a shame, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just kind of done playing that game. You can disagree with me and the things that I say. I disagree with you, the things that you say. But especially if you're my brother or sister in Christ, politics isn't going to separate us. Nothing will forever, which is pretty cool. Let's jump over to Rachel's calling in from Concord, North Carolina. Rachel, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
I think President Trump is the best president we ever had. He done so much for America. And I really believe the Lord's going to put him back in.
Yeah, so you look at it, for you, Rachel, when we talk about, you know, baggage, negative feelings, all that kind of stuff, the independent voters, is it for you, Rachel, really just a belief that God's going to lift this guy up again and put him in office so you don't really need to worry about all that other stuff?
Right. I believe it with all my heart.
Yeah, and so so you were excited. Did you expect that he was going to run again?
I've been praying, and every letter I get from him, I tell him to run.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you calling in and sharing that, Rachel, and God bless you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to John calling in from right here in Raleigh. John, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hey. First point is, in some ways, to be lame duck with only being able to go for 4 years. Second point is, I love Ron DeSantis way better. I never liked Trump. I voted for him in the general, did not vote for him in the primary. Voted for him in the primary, his second run. I thought he had a lot better chance the second run. In some ways, I can't imagine how Joe Biden got 80 million votes. And I feel like the system is rigged, may be a wrong word, but definitely swayed toward the Democrats. So I think he has an uphill battle for sure. And I don't necessarily like Trump anyway.
Yeah, and I think, you know, on the voter integrity issue, listen, as the government gets more and more powerful, the means to an end becomes irrelevant. They'll do whatever they need to do to win. And we saw this again in Maricopa County just with the Arizona election just a couple weeks ago, and they went ahead and certified. Absolutely. But, you know, they had machines shut down, and who knows how many people were disenfranchised because of that. And then now you got to ask the question, did that happen on purpose? Every time it happens, I'm less likely to think it was a mistake or just some kind of a problem, a little issue with the tech. I think it's getting worse all the time, and that's a real challenge for us as a nation.
It is. I told myself that if it landslide last election, that it was definitely going to see there was a problem with our election system.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe we're not ever going to win another one. I don't know. But Trump has the way to invoke passion from the other side like nobody else ever has. That might not matter. But I like Ron DeSantis. But more than any other reason, I like Ron DeSantis myself. If he would have run against Trump last time, I would have voted for DeSantis then.
Yeah. Great points, John. Thanks so much. Yeah, go ahead.
Hang on. Can I make one more point?
Sure.
I think Trump is really, really low to be bringing up any negative stuff about DeSantis right now. Anyway, that's all I got.
Yep, got it. Thanks so much for calling. And he did that, a couple of shots, one time during his speech and then one time right before it, the days before it. And he took a couple shots at DeSantis, and then he's been quiet ever since. And probably heard some backlash on that. That probably not a great idea. But I don't know how much Trump's going to listen to advisors, right? That's just Donald Trump. I don't think there's a lot of people telling him what to do. Let's jump over. Doug, real quick. I've got about a minute. Go ahead. I'm having some issues with that particular line. Doug, are you there? Okay, they're going to check on Doug. We got one line that's acting kind of funny, but I got Paula on hold and I got Randy on hold, and I'm up against a break in about 30 seconds, so I don't want to short you the time that it would take for you to share what you want to share. So if you don't mind, I'm going to keep you on hold through the break and just continue to ask the question. Are you excited about Donald Trump running again? Thumbs up or thumbs down or somewhere in the middle? Can he win the Republican primary? The bigger question is, can he win a general election? Or do you think those days are over for Donald J. Trump? Again, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton took over Rush's radio show. Took a vote shortly after Trump announced on November 15th. He had 228,000 votes on Twitter. 19% said Trump. 81% said DeSantis. And that was on Clay Travis's Twitter account, which has got a whole bunch of Trump people in there. So that was very interesting to me. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. Thumbs up, thumbs down, somewhere in the middle. Donald J. Trump. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Well, when Donald Trump announced he's running again on November 15th, he could have played some BGs. They were having a little bit of party there, but I don't know how many people are partying to the Donald J. Trump train versus 2 years ago or versus 6 years ago. I think it's a different story today. But how do you feel about him running again? Do you think he's electable? I think he can win a primary. But could he win a general election? 866-348-7884. Again, this is just conversation, not debating, not arguing here. And I think what we've heard is a real mixed bag. I think more cautious and negative than positive today with all the calls. And that matters. That matters in terms of primary. It definitely matters in terms of general election, but it matters more in a primary. Because in a general election, if Trump were to win the primary, and it's Trump versus Biden or some other Democrat, I'm voting for Trump in the general election. That's just a done deal. So it's the primary, really, that is really fascinating to consider what's going on here. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Paula calling in from Snow Camp. Paula, thanks for holding. Go right ahead.
Okay. So first of all, I'll just say right out that I think God put Trump in as a wild card that no one expected, and he was the man needed for a time when Americans needed him, and a lot got revealed to us. We're awake to what's now going on. He is the greatest president I think that's ever been. He set a high standard, a high bar. I think his time is done. Had he continued being the president for another term,
that would have been great. But now that we've had this break, I think it's a totally bad idea for him to come back. And he's too immature, and let things get under his skin. And the very thing that we needed and that made him successful the first go-round would be the very thing that then made him tear, would tear down who he is and what we need. So I'm all for DeSantis. The man has got, he's got qualities like Reagan. He uses humor. He never uses derogatory terms. He keeps everything upbeat, and he pushes back against bullies. He seems to have everything that he needs, and we should all be proud of somebody stepping up to the plate like that.
Yep, that's for sure. I agree with you there. Paula, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for your patience, and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Let's jump over to, let's go to Randy calling in from Goldsboro. Randy, thanks for holding. Go right ahead.
All right. Can you hear me?
I got you. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm thumbs up for Trump. My reasoning is, from what I've seen the last 2 years, we are one president from losing our republic. Mm. And the things that the liberals are willing to do, we as conservatives are not.
Yeah.
Only a person like Trump is willing to do the things necessary. This is we're in times that we can't relax. And as we watch 2 weeks voting in Arizona and a guy who can barely speak in Pennsylvania to become a new senator,
yeah,
I'm wondering why more of us are not up in arms. This mm-hmm. is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the fear there, Randy, and those are great points, is that more and more, unfortunately, I think people, especially people on the right, will throw their hands up. They're, you know, my vote's not going to count anyway. It's all corrupt. I can't trust it. Gosh, look at what happens in Pennsylvania. They elect a guy that had a stroke in May that can't hardly communicate. And he's a sitting U.S. senator. He's going to be sworn in on January 3rd. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, just kind of get so frustrated. They just say, I forget it. You know, and I'm just going to back away.
Yeah.
And that's one of my concerns. Yeah,
if I can say one more, if I can make one more point,
sure,
you're right.
Please.
We can't get frustrated. Yeah, so I think it's more along this line. What we have to realize is that Trump is the most hated man in the nation because he is successful.
Yeah.
Do you think for a minute that they won't take Ron DeSantis and speed him through the press shredder? Or shred him wow.
Just, yep,
I can only imagine what they're going to do to him. Bush and all these Never Trumpers were called all kind of names when they were in.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But they forget that.
Yep, that's right. And I agree with you. The reason they hated him and still do is because he got a lot done. And then you know
right.
The salt on top of all that's just his personal style. But ultimately, he was effective, and that's the last thing that the left wants is an effective conservative. Randy, thanks so much for calling in, man. Hey. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you, bro.
Thank you. You're welcome. And let's go to Scarlett calling in from Winston-Salem. Scarlett, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Oh, you're welcome. I like Trump as far as being president. I voted for him, but I don't think that he can win again. It's possible he'll win the primary. If Ron DeSantis decides to run, I think he'll give him a run for his money. I'm just concerned that Trump cannot win because he talks too much. Regarding the Fetterman thing, the gentleman that just hung up.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, because they waited so late to debate where everybody could see how affected he was by his health, if he didn't get elected by mail-in ballot more than, you know, on that day. Because I don't care. I would not go and vote for, you know, somebody that could barely string two words together. And I mean any disrespect. I'm sorry for his health. But I just wonder if he didn't win by mail-in ballot.
Well, yeah, it wasn't about Fetterman. And Scarlett, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. It wasn't so much about him as a candidate. It was about the seat. It was about the balance of power in the Senate. And for the left, for the Democrats, for the progressives, the quality of the candidates irrelevant. It's the need for the seat. They know with Fetterman in there, especially with Fetterman being as compromised mentally as he is, that they're just going to roll him. He's going to do whatever he's told. And so they get the seat, and they got that seat's going to vote Democrat every single time. Boom. I don't care how mentally compromised the guy is. The same thing's true with Biden. It doesn't matter to them how compromised he is. As long as they have control of the seat, they have control of the seat in the Senate, or they have the control of the seat in the Oval Office. It doesn't matter how compromised the person is. That's what power does. You just forget all the other stuff. But yeah, to the other point about they're going to shred anybody. It doesn't matter. So the question is, who can handle that? Who can handle the vitriol, the hatred, the shredding? Because they're going to go after DeSantis has given them all kinds of stuff to go after him. All kinds of stuff. He's been very aggressive, but he's been unafraid. Right. So let me just give you a little taste of this. This was DeSantis from I think this was today when he's talking about infrastructure, but he didn't stay on that for very long. He switched subjects.
Reports that Apple is not allowing the protesters to use this airdrop function where they're trying to communicate. That obviously is providing aid and comfort to the CCP. And so you see that report and that's very concerning. And then.
So you got to listen to this guy. He's talking about international relations. He's talking about China and Twitter and what's going on there. They're trying to stop people from airdropping and using iPhones and stuff to get information out because of all the anti-COVID protests in China. So he knows what he's talking about. Okay, that's good.
You also hear reports that Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from the App Store because Elon Musk is actually opening it up for free speech and is restoring a lot of accounts that were unfairly and illegitimately suspended for putting out accurate information about COVID. That's like one of the main things that's being reinstated. So many things these experts were wrong at, and you had people on Twitter that were calling that out, and Twitter, the old regime in Twitter, their response was to try to just suffocate the dissent. And Elon Musk knows that's not a winning formula, and so he's providing free speech. And so if Apple responds to that, by nuking them from the App Store, you know, I think that would be a huge, huge mistake. And it would be a really raw exercise of monopolistic power that I think would merit a response from the United States Congress. And so don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves. And so I'm glad things are changing at Twitter.
See, and that's the difference there, okay? He's very self-controlled. He's saying very tough things. He's taking a tough stance. He's willing to go after Apple. And they've done that down in Florida. You've seen DeSantis go after corporations using whatever power they can muster at the state level in the governor's office to go after these big folks and these big corporations and these big social media companies. He's a fighter. Is he as tough as Trump? I think he actually is. He just doesn't have the same personality. So he's self-controlled. He's more polished. Yeah, he's more of a politician. Okay, fine. But he's the toughest Republican governor in America. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That's why you looked at, and he understands federalism. So the federal government's saying this, that, and the other thing about COVID and lockdowns and masking. And Ron DeSantis basically says, sorry, this ain't D.C. This is Florida. This is federalism. You guys do your little thing up there, but mostly we're independent down here, mostly. And so we're not going to be at your beck and call. I don't care what the White House says. He didn't care what the White House said when it was Donald Trump starting the COVID stuff, and he definitely didn't care when it was Joe Biden's administration. That's federalism. That's the guts of a governor to look at the federal government and say, take a flying leap. We're going to do things differently here in Florida. So we'll see. I want the King Kong versus Godzilla match. I want DeSantis to come out. By the way, Fred, if Donald Trump is indicted, can he run? Yes. If he's found guilty of a crime, can he run? Yes. You're going to have to change the U.S. Constitution to keep that, to make that an issue. A president of the United States doesn't have to have a clean criminal record. A guy doesn't have to have a clean criminal record to run for president. He's got to have a certain age, and he's got to be a resident for a certain amount of time. That's it. In terms of getting charged while he's in office outside of an impeachment, that's still up for discussion and would need to be tested in the courts. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.